The private sector have engaged in a number of exercises to enhance income, create job opportunities through their foundations. They're participating in development activities. What I sense now is a desire to collaborate with the United Nations. So they are not working with governments or some area in a country that is not well coordinated. I see the role for FAO is to create the enabling environments for the private sector to come in and create job opportunities, create value chains where producers receive more income for the products they're producing, and for FAO to collaborate with the private sector to make certain if they're using an NGO in a country, how is that aligned with our development activities, with other UN development activities at the country level. And I have noticed a significant increase in private sector activities in the developing world in recent years. The private sector of, and I'll use coffee as an example, of certain parts of the world, in particular in Latin America, have created value chains where they've gone directly to producers to describe the type of product that they would like to have produced. They're getting this information from the consumers, and the consumers want to know more about where the product was produced, under what conditions, how was it handled after harvesting, etc. And the private sector has created these value chains where the beneficiary is actually those that are producing the product, perhaps through forming a local cooperative, working with an NGO, working with FAO at the country level. But everyone wins. You and I as consumers enjoy perhaps paying a bit more for a product, but we know that it was produced by a defined set of standards under conditions that we appreciate that are sustainable, not doing damage to the environment, enhancing the lives of those smallholder producers at the country level. So I believe it's trying to link all of this from those that are producing to those that are consuming the products in a value chain example.